out in Baltimore.
Baltimore Interim Police Chief Gary Tuggle said the police veteran is being treated for injuries that do not appear life-threatening and that the member of a crime suppression initiative came upon the suspect who was not being actively sought.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Bill Cosby's in court in Norristown, Pennsylvania for the start of his sentencing hearing. He could get anything from probation to 30 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home in 2004. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Our forecast is evolving. Better rain chances over the next few days. Today, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Still, not every town will get wet, with a high today in the upper 80s, low tonight around 73, then tomorrow and Wednesday. Still a generous supply of those random showers and storms, about 50-50 coverage both days. That's decent. Highs in the upper 80s, and then the showers and storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. You can track where the storms are and where they're going to be on our free weather app. It has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Selma police officer is in stable condition after being shot in the chest early Sunday morning while on patrol. Police say the officer was patrolling the streets after a gang altercation and homicide investigation. As he traveled down Furnace Avenue, multiple shooters began firing into his car. Two bullets went through his vest and into his chest. Montgomery police say a man was stabbed last night in the 1400 block of Ann Street. He was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And the Junior League of Montgomery held the Taste of the River Region Sunday night. Around 30 food and beverage vendors offered different samples. Money raised at the event goes to supporting many local organizations through grants. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson.
The Voice is back with me, Jennifer Hudson, Adam Levine.
And the reigning champ, moi.
No chance Kelly's going to win again. I'm calling it right now. I'm winning this season.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about the fact that I've won The Voice 6 times.
Not last year when I arrived. I won. Say my name, Blake.
Queen Kelly. Be there when I reclaim the title that's rightfully mine.
Watch Team Kelly on The Voice on NBC.
The blind auditions begin tonight on NBC.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
By that line, Jerry.
Which one?
I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian stream.
Yeah. Is there such a thing?
I don't know, but I mean, that's a heck of a thing to be dreaming about in your 20s.
Pretty descriptive.
Yeah. Welcome into News and Views, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day from 9 to noon. Unless we're on vacation or filming TV shows or something.
You're so funny, Baron.
Well, that happens. But it should be a vacation-free week. You going to film a TV show this week, Jay?
I think so.
You think so? Well, we'll get through. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. Jack, I have gotten a lot of feedback. A lot of feedback. And at some point, we're going to have a family meeting. I know we just voted on the Friday rules, whether the Friday rules will be eight nairn. Or there should be rules. I'm thinking of abandoning the Ain't Nairn platform on Friday.
Then you need to find another co-host.
Well, I was going to say, we need to do it in consultation with one another.
I'm not budging.
You're not budging
I'm
on
not
that?
Budging.
So it's a 50-50 tie, so
yeah.
So nobody wins?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
If you tie, you can't change.
Well, that's true. Okay, well, never mind. Ain't there and it is. But that's Friday. We'll talk
and
about
it. And
why? I went back and listened to some of the show Friday, and that prompted me to go back and listen to some of the show the Friday before. Or maybe just this, Jack. Maybe we just need to tighten up all phone calls all week long. And I think maybe we need to hold a caller seminar. A caller seminar this week. And help people tighten up their calls a little bit. Because there's just a lot of tightening up that can be done. For example, I'm not sure callers should be rambling for 4 or 5 minutes in a monotone manner to try to make a point. Have your point be more tight and concise. Get right to it. Jump right out at it. There are a lot of callers. Now, I've gone back and listened to several shows over the weekend. There are a lot of callers who, when they're trying to get somewhere, assume a lot of facts that are not yet in evidence, but assume them as fact. Like, we had a caller, I think, Friday, who was saying about the Kavanaugh accuser's brother worked for Fusion GPS, and then he went on to make this grand point that since he worked for Fusion GPS, the accuser shouldn't be believed. Well, while he's talking, I'm looking it up. He didn't work for Fusion GPS at all. In fact, he didn't ever work for anybody who contracted with Fusion GPS. He worked with a law firm until 2004 who 9 years later would go on to contract with Fusion GPS, Baker Hostetler, which is a massive lawyer with like 15, massive firm, like 1,500 lawyers. And I just thought, you know, calls like that disrupt the flow tremendously of the program. Disrupt the flow. So here's what I think I'm going to do with calls. I'm going to give a week or two training seminar to callers. When you call in, I'm going to grade your call. I'm going to, I'll do it politely. I'll do it like an elementary school teacher this week. I'll say, you know, that was a good job on this point. Maybe tighten up this area a little more, and we'll get to go. Next week, I'm bringing out the buzzer. When calls start to ramble just too long, I don't care if it's interesting or not. We're going to drop the buzzer. We're going to get everybody back on track. We're going to keep everybody moving in the right direction.
Juror and judge, you are.
Yeah, it's our show, Jack. We can do that.
Okay.
Okay. By week three, not only do they get the buzzer, they get the broom. And they got to go. They got to go.
Well, let me say,
phone calls need to get tightened up around here. We've gotten a little too loose.
It's our fault.
I know. We've gotten too loose.
We haven't been as newsy as we normally are.
That's true. And it's led people to be
right.
A little more.
I think it'll take care of itself if we're more newsy.
Well, I got more news than you can shake a stick at today, so this might help. This might help. Our number, 272-9228. That doesn't discourage. It's not to discourage people from calling. You know, like any good seminar, you attend the seminar to try to get better, right? If it's a seminar on, let's say you're a nurse, and you go to a seminar on how to draw blood, and you go to a seminar on how to, you know, give an IV treatment, and you go to a seminar on how to, whatever else nurses do, chart stuff and logs and whatever. You go to the seminar, presumably, to get better. And if you have to participate in the seminar, as an example, then you are. Then you do. And when you do, you get better. You get better. And everyone around you gets better. The patients get better. The doctors get better. The hospital gets better. The administration gets better. The insurance companies get better. Everybody associated with you getting better gets better. So as callers to this program get better, and here's the other thing. It's going to bleed over to other shows. We're going to take the bullet, the hit. Greg in the morning, Greg in the afternoon, they're going to get better. Dan Morris Show is going to get better. Joey Clark Radio Hour is going to tighten up. Because what we're doing here, this is world important stuff here, Jack. World important stuff. I had to open that way. We're going to have to tighten the screws around.
That's the worst opening we've ever had.
Well,
it was just lecturing everybody.
Well, and from time to time, I may break out the buzzer this week, just as a sample for what's coming. But this week is more about instruction, trying to tighten people up, trying to give good examples, good criticism. And with that, it's 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're going to go to the phone. Our first call of the week, the News and Views Elementary School Caller Seminar. Who's this?
It's Jersey.
Jersey, you're on the air, my friend.
Yeah, you know, my wife likes a lot of science fiction movies.
Uh-huh.
And the one that scares her the most is The Return of the Cricket.
I'm not familiar with that.
You ever hear? You don't listen to Greg much, do you?
Not if I don't have
when
to.
When the phone doesn't ring, he brings the cricket.
The crickets.
So just be gentle.
I'm not worried. Listen, here's the thing. I'm not worried about the phone not ringing. I love hearing from our callers. I love hearing from our callers. I love Jersey. When I heard your voice, it warmed my heart. I feel like I know you. I'm harking back to the first call when you called the first week or two we were on the program over 4 years ago and told me you were just leaving my house and my wife and five children were lovely. And I was ready to come through the phone and choke you. I didn't even know who you were. But no, I mean, look, I love callers. But the rambling has gotten completely out of control.
I understand that. You know, the big thing is everybody else. I mean, we all have jobs. You have a job. We have a job. And a lot of times, I would love to just sit around and look up stuff.
Yeah.
You know, about Kavanaugh. Now, I understand there's another woman that came out.
Two more.
Yeah. What a bunch of bull.
We're up to three more.
The guy was angelic last week or the week before. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, he's going the other way.
Yeah, we're
going
to get to that. Hey, great call. See, this is the type of call I'm talking about. To the point, concise, clear. Thanks for your call. And I'm going to cut them off so before it turns into a bad call.
This is all because they're scared of Roe v. Wade being overturned.
Oh, it's 100% because they're scared of Roe v. Wade. When we get back from the break, we'll get into the news. I just wanted to open up and let everyone know this week we would try. We're going to focus on trying trying to tighten up the phone calls around here just a little bit. I'm telling you right now, I've got so much Kavanaugh news. I'm separating my stack right now between Kavanaugh and non-Kavanaugh news. In my Kavanaugh stack, it's like Kavanaugh, 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 Macron. Kavanaugh, 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 Selma. I mean, it's unbelievable the way the news lives today. So we're going to talk about it when we get back because this is on a lot of people's minds. I have very strong opinions about all three of the accusations now levied against Brett Kavanaugh. Very strong opinions.
I do too.
Well, let's talk about them on the other side.
I would like to make a quick shout out to the people who came to Tuscaloosa from College Station. They are great fans, the Texas A&M bunch. And I met a table of kids that said they had more fun even though they got beat, and they love Tuscaloosa. And thank goodness our fans were nice to them. I said, now you're going to find some who are loud and toothless, but they probably did not finish at Alabama.
Or start, in a lot of cases. Or start. You running into any governors while you're there, Jack?
I saw Robert Bentley, who said hello to Barron.
He's a good guy.
I saw,
like him.
I saw Sue Bell Cobb, who did not say hello to Barron.
Well, she wasn't a governor anyway.
I saw old coach Brother Oliver.
Did you really see Brother Oliver?
Yeah, I talked to him. I was on the sidelines.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I went up to him and introduced, because I know his sister, Bunda, and his brother-in-law, Joel Griswold, they live here.
You know,
he was super nice.
I was rooting for Brother Oliver to replace Terry Bowden when Tommy Tuberville got the job. And Tommy Tuberville went on to be the best coach in Auburn history. So what do I know? That's why people make more money than I do things I don't know about. We'll be back.
The mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Time for the annual Cavco Outlet Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday, September 28th and Saturday, September 29th, 8 till 5.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner. And Thanksgiving, if you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson.
The Voice is back with me, Jennifer Hudson, Adam Levine.
And the reigning champ, moi.
No chance Kelly's going to win again. I'm calling it right now. I'm winning this season.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about the fact that I've won The Voice six times.
Not last year when I arrived. I won. Say my name, Blake.
Queen Kelly.
Be there when I reclaim the title that's rightfully mine.
Watch Team Kelly on The Voice on NBC.
The Blind Auditions begin tonight on NBC.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger.
All right, guys, welcome back. It's 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. This hour of the program, as it is each and every day, brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pete's Kitchen.
MPK.
Man, aren't they just something special? Award-winning pizza specialists. Pasta of the week. Sometimes the sandwich of the week. Got great sandwiches, salads, folded pies, desserts, appetizers, the whole nine yards.
They do have great appetizers.
The appetizers. To me, the appetizers are really what set it apart. If you go for a group of three or four people, you start with the cheeseburger. It's like $6. And everybody gets... I mean, it's like a medium pie. It's just great. It's just fantastic.
And the good news is when you eat the appetizers, you're full and you don't eat your meal and you still have some to take home.
Take it home, you have a meal the next day.
Yeah.
The antipasto board, which is absolutely incredible. It's got meats and cheeses and breads and everything. The focaccia appetizer with the herbed goat cheese, the Kalamata tapenade, and those, I don't know what they're called, the little, you know what I'm talking about, the little... red peppers that are really sweet, have a little vinegar taste to them, and just a hint of heat at the back end. Just a hint.
You mean the roasted red pepper dip?
No. I'm talking about the little red pepper balls or whatever they're called. The roasted red pepper dip's incredible. Anyway, I have not eaten breakfast. I am starving to death, and if I keep talking about Midtown Pete's Kitchen, I'm going to have to cancel the program and go over there. So, even though they're not open yet. Somebody will be there. They'll give me something. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Couple things. All right, we've got to take this in order here. There are now three separate phases to the Brett Kavanaugh allegations. The original Brett Kavanaugh allegation was a woman named Christine Blasey Ford. This is the one that came in last week. And I said last week on the program, and I stick by this today with everything I'm going to say, I think it's wrong of anybody to support the Brett Kavanaugh nomination to the point where they say, I don't care if it happened or not, or it was just boys being boys, and he should be confirmed anyway. If that's your opinion, you're wrong. There are such things as a wrong opinion. That's a wrong opinion. That's the wrong attitude to have. That's the wrong attitude to have about anything. The reality is, with this original Brett Kavanaugh allegation, the new Brett Kavanaugh allegation from Debbie Ramirez that we'll talk about in a few minutes, and this third Brett Kavanaugh allegation, all three of these allegations, if true, or any of them alone, if true, are disqualifying. Brett Kavanaugh should, if true, Brett Kavanaugh would have to, I think, morally, ethically, and for the good of the country, withdraw his name from nomination and defer to someone else on President Trump's list of judges. That is not an excuse, okay? We're talking about severe sexual assault here that is not excusable as boys will be boys or they were just drinking and having a good time. That's not the approach to take with these allegations. Anyone who takes that approach is wrong. But the original allegation, and now we have three separate allegations. We'll go through them one, two, and three. But the original allegation was Christine Blasey Ford, a professor out in California, a never-Trumper, a lefty, a resist member, who said that that Kavanaugh locked her in a bedroom, chased her around the room. They've now released the entire letter, by the way. They didn't. I think when we last met Friday, they had not yet released the letter. They've now released the letter in its entirety. Chuck Grassley did. I continue to think Chuck Grassley is one of the finest men to ever serve in the Senate. And I'll say this about the letter, and I'll say this about Dianne Feinstein. I read the letter in its entirety. There's one redaction, but I think it's probably just her phone number at the bottom. It's underneath her name and where she's from. I read this letter, and I'll read a portion of it now. If you just read this letter out of context, if you were Dianne Feinstein and you just received this letter, you too would probably think Brett Kavanaugh was disqualified from being on the Supreme Court. I would. Taking the letter alone as the sole piece of evidence, I would believe that Brett Kavanaugh should not be on the Supreme Court. I understand why people took the allegations seriously. I understand why they were concerned enough to investigate. Here's what it said. Brett Kavanaugh physically and sexually assaulted me during high school in the early 1980s. He conducted these acts with the assistance of a close friend, Mark G. Judge. Both were 1 to 2 years older than me and students at a local private school. The assault occurred in a suburban Maryland home at a gathering that included me and four others. Kavanaugh physically pushed me into a bedroom as I was headed for the bathroom up a short stairwell from the living room. They locked the door and played loud music, precluding any successful attempts to yell for help. They both laughed as Kavanaugh tried to disrobe me in their highly inebriated state. With Kavanaugh's hand over my mouth, I feared he may inadvertently kill me. From across the room, a very drunken judge said mixed words to Kavanaugh, ranging from go for it to stop. At one point, when Judge jumped on the bed, the weight on me was substantial. The pile toppled and the two scrapped with each other. After a few attempts to get away, I was able to take this opportune moment to get up and run across the hallway bathroom. I locked the bathroom door behind me. Both loudly stumbled down the stairwell, at which point other persons at the house were talking with them. I exited the bathroom, ran outside, and went home. If that allegation is true, Brett Kavanaugh is unqualified to be on the Supreme Court or the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals or any public office. It's just reality. People that do that shouldn't hold public office. Shouldn't be on the Supreme Court. So I understand the allegation was serious enough to cause Dianne Feinstein to stop, sit up in her chair, and say, wow, this needs to be looked into. Here's what I don't understand and what I will never understand. There was a hearing designed specifically for allegations like these. It was the public hearing, the Judiciary Committee public hearing. Brett Kavanaugh sat lower than the senators, 20 or 21 senators, however many are on the committee. They sit up high and they look down at the witness. There were investigations. They were requesting documents. This went on for months. This letter was first received in July. It was dated July 30, 2018. So let's give her the benefit of the doubt. 2 days in the mail. She gets it August 1. The public hearing was last week. So we're talking about from August 1 to mid-September, 6 weeks. She gets the letter, does nothing with it. Doesn't bring it up to Kavanaugh, doesn't ask his version of events. I don't know whether they investigated it or not. They wait until after the close of the public hearing, and then they bring up the letter. And I'll say this about due process, which doesn't really apply necessarily in this situation, but just notions of fair play and fair dealing. We cannot set the tone in this country that any unsubstantiated allegation can derail a public career. We just can't. You can't allow it to happen. This he said, she said stuff. Listen, I'm not saying I disbelieve all of this stuff. I do, but I'm not. But I mean, you don't even have to go that far. You don't even have to disbelieve it. But if nothing else in the person's character, if nothing else in the person's history, if no one else who was supposedly at the party, and she finally got around to naming the other four people who were there. So it was Kavanaugh, it was her, it was four other people. So that would be, I guess, six total people. Well, actually, she said a gathering that included me and four others, assuming Kavanaugh is one of the four others, three other people. she finally gets around to naming names, and every single person they name says, I don't remember a party like this. Now Brett Kavanaugh is ready to come out with his calendar from 1982, the summer of 1982. He's turning his calendar over, which shows that he was out of town for much of the summer. It also shows things like baseball practice, meals, a few parties. But it doesn't show the particular party she's talking about. Granted, if I tried to rape a woman, I probably wouldn't put that in my calendar either. I'm trying to take this as neutral as possible and still come to the conclusion that Brett Kavanaugh, and I still come to the conclusion, not trying to come to the conclusion, I still come to the conclusion that nothing in this allegation precludes him from sitting on the Supreme Court because it can't be substantiated. And it's not just that it can't be substantiated. It's that every single person contacted says, that she says was there, says, I don't remember this party. I don't remember talking to anybody. I don't remember allegations like this. Doesn't seem like the Brett Kavanaugh I remember. Totally out of character with him. Now, since we left Friday, two other things have come up. Two other things have come up. One is a woman named Deborah Ramirez. She's 53 years old. Ronan Farrow, a never-Trumper, in The New Yorker, a never-Trumper publication, ran an article with absolutely, I've never seen an article like this run in my entire life. It has the allegation from Ramirez. The allegation's pretty severe. If your children are home, now's the time to probably turn the radio off. Or if they're in the car, maybe switch to Kiss 96.1 or Bama Country or Possum or Gump or one of our sister stations, Jams or Yo. All right, I'm assuming you've switched. The allegations are that Brett Kavanaugh took his pants off at a party his freshman year at Yale and shoved his naked penis into the woman's face. That's a severe allegation.
Yeah.
Drunk or not, doing that against someone's will is assault. It's criminal. That's the allegation. The New Yorker prints the allegation. And the New Yorker goes on to do something I've never seen in my entire life. They actually did a fair investigation. Deborah Ramirez gave six eyewitnesses to this event. The names of six eyewitnesses to this event. And here is how the New Yorker characterized what those eyewitnesses said. In a statement, two of those male classmates who Ramirez alleged were involved with the incident, the wife of a third male student said she was involved, and three other classmates, Dino Ewing, Louisa Gary, and Dan Murphy, disputed Ramirez's account of events. Here's a quote. We were the people closest to Brett Kavanaugh during his first year at Yale. He was a roommate to some of us. We spent a great deal of time with him, including in the dorm where this event allegedly took place. Some of us were also friends with Debbie Ramirez during and after her time at Yale. We can say with confidence that if the incident Debbie alleges ever occurred, we would have heard about it, and we did not. The behavior she describes is completely out of character for Brett. In addition, and I think this is probably the most damning statement, in addition, some of us knew Debbie long after Yale, and she never described this event until Brett's Supreme Court nomination was pending. Editors from the New Yorker contacted some of us because we're the people who would know the truth, and we told them that we never saw or heard about this.
That was in the article?
Yes. And they still printed it. In other words, this is what I'm getting at. There's a landmark Supreme Court case out there, Sullivan versus New York Times.
Oh yes.
Talks about how you
he was from Montgomery.
Yeah, he was. It talks about how you libel a public official. The only way to libel or slander a public official is described in Sullivan versus New York Times. And in short, it says basically, you have to know it's false and say it anyway.
Malice aforethought?
Yeah. I mean, that's the phrase they use.
I know.
But you have to basically know it's false. You have to say it anyway. You have to do it with the intent to harm someone, and there has to be actual harm. You can't get more malice aforethought-y than everything that's described in that article. They basically say, well, we did our due diligence. And we looked for evidence that this was true, but we couldn't find any. So we printed it anyway.
Because they want to ruin Kavanaugh.
Absolutely, because they want to ruin Kavanaugh. And really, because they want to ruin Trump. And they want to keep the Supreme Court 4-4. They don't want Trump to get... There is a pipe dream the left has. That somehow Mueller is going to lead to the impeachment of Trump. And the Democrats will have the House and Senate. And then they'll control who sits on the Supreme Court. And if they have to leave it 4-4 until they can get a Democrat president, so be it. Guys, that ain't going to happen, Captain. Trump's going to get his guy on there. Hopefully it's Kavanaugh. But that's description of accuser number two. Accuser number three has a more wild story. It's one of the wildest stories I've ever heard.
And my personal opinion is not the first accuser, because she doesn't need the money. And I don't know if these other two need it or not. But they are so afraid Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned, and they do not want Brett Kavanaugh on the court because they know he's pro-life, and they don't care who they ruin in the process. And this is nothing less than character assassination.
I couldn't agree more.
And I just think it's absolutely despicable. They're trying to rattle him so much that he's going to say, this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
I'm stepping away.
I got a wife and
kids. Screw it. You find somebody else to do it.
We'll be back.
That's what they're trying to do.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. This is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, kids!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard needs some rain, this is some good news. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get wet, but many will. Highs in the upper 80s today. Tonight's low 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms. About 50% coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lance with Boots Mobile here in Montgomery, Alabama. I've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. Has increased my sales and increased my traffic. Great decision to make.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Have a guest this week, Jack.
Who would it be?
I think it's going to be Thursday. Eddie Bader is going to come by.
I won't be here.
Over the Goodson Group. I hate it too because you need to meet old Eddie Bader. He is without a doubt a master in the real estate world. He is dynamite. Don't look at me that way. I set you up and you just let it go. He is an absolute genius in the real estate world. I mean, this is the guy gets it. The guy gets real estate. He really does. And here's what I mean by that. He was like a lot of us, you know, working a job, making a little paycheck here and there. He went out and bought himself his first investment property, a little rental property. Then, you know, rental property turns into more rental property. And all of a sudden he realizes, wait a minute, I got a knack for this managing real estate business. I had to get a real estate license and go into the real estate business full time. And that's exactly what he did. Eddie Bader now assists people with buying homes, selling homes, and Eddie Bader can even manage your investment properties so that he can help you turn the types of profit he turned himself. And here's the deal, too. If you buy an investment property, if you contact Eddie Bader, 322-0662, that's his number, 322-0662. So write that down, 322-0662. But if you contact Eddie Bader, and he helps you buy an investment property, meaning a property that someone's going to, that you're buying specifically to lease. He'll walk you through the process. He'll show you the exact type home to buy. And while the closing is pending, he's going to start looking for the perfect tenant for you. So that hopefully the goal will be on closing day, have somebody move in shortly thereafter, and boom, you automatically start making money from the very first day. Eddie Bader knows how to do it. He's lived it. He's done it. He's done it for others. 322-0662. That's his number. 322-0662. But let's say, I don't want to do the investment property. I don't want to be a landlord. fine. He can help you list your home and sell it. You can have anybody list your home. Eddie Bader will help you sell your home. But they can also he can also help you find your dream home. Call him, 322-0662. Eddie Bader, Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. When you think real estate in Montgomery, think Eddie Bader.
Well, I won't be here to see him Thursday, so tell him I said, hey, darn.
Well, I'll let him know. I'll let him know. We're going to go back to the phones. We're going to go to the phones. remember, there's a caller seminar going on this year.
This week.
This week. Excuse me. Caller seminar this week. This week, we don't break out the buzzer. This week, we merely try to give constructive criticism. We're trying to cut down on the rambling, trying to keep people more on topic, trying to make you more effective callers. We have the best callers in talk radio around the country. But that doesn't mean you settle for just being the best. You're always trying to get better. You're always trying to get better. Because I heard there's some talk radio group out in Tucson whose calls are pretty close to ours, so we need to step up our game. We don't want to lose that top stop, that top step. Our number, 272-9228. Steve.
Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
If the good judge is confirmed, and at a later date, she goes to a law enforcement agency there in Maryland and wants to go forward with a criminal complaint, what, if you were representing the good judge as his attorney, what would be your defense without attacking the victim?
Hold on. If she wanted to file a criminal complaint 35 years later, my defense would be the statute's run. That's the easiest way to to claim a defense without going after the victim.
Well, I think if you check in Maryland, there's an open end on it.
Open end on chasing someone around a room?
Yep.
Huh?
Well, that's...
More than misdemeanor harassment?
If she's claiming, and according to the media and everything I'm reading, she's claiming that she was a child, that she was 17 years old, and she was not an adult yet.
Well, she's claiming she was 15.
Okay, well, there a lot of states allow that to go forward.
I guess the defense would be talk to every single person in the room, and everybody says it didn't happen. Talk to every single person she can name has so far said they don't know that it happened and they don't believe it's in his character. I mean, there is your defense.
Well, I agree, and it's a slippery slope, but just like with our former president Bill Clinton and say Kobe, you know, it was there, I was there, but it was consensual and all this. This man is saying no, I wasn't there. It couldn't have been me because I wasn't there.
Obviously there is your defense. Is you're basically creating an alibi defense without alibi witness. I wasn't there.
Exactly. And of course, you know, she truly may believe this in her mind, and she's in the mental health field, and during a counseling session, trying to do memory recall, they may have tweaked something to where his face, his name came to light, came to mind, but it doesn't mean that he was the one that she perceives to have done this.
Yeah, no court of law in America is going to convict this guy.
Well, no. If we set this as the gold standard, then there's going to be a whole lot of people in prison in the future because all these kids now, they're putting everything in a digital file and uploading it to the cloud.
I bet Brett Kavanaugh wishes that Facebook had been around back then.
Exactly.
And text messaging and cell phones and everything else.
But all these kids today, they're going to these parties, whether it's in high school or college. There's going to be a record of all of their activities into the future.
Let me say this. I have four boys at home. They range in age right now from 10 to 2. They will get a different conversation about dating than I got when I was getting dating age. Now, my mother gave me the great dating conversations. She did a great job, you know, on all that front. She taught me about safety first and respecting women and all that. And trust me, mother did a fine job. Any failures on my part are not her fault. But this was long before cell phones, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all this other stuff. This was long before that. And the worst mistakes we could make, we're actually harming somebody. You know, actually doing things against a woman's will or whatever.
Right.
I mean, those were the things she warned me about. You know, these are the limits of good behavior. These are the things you don't do. Like any parent would do. You give your son dating advice, and you basically tell him, here's how you respect people. Here's how you consider that their humanity, basically, in the dating relationship. Now, my kids will get a completely different primer before they go dating. You know what they'll get? They'll get, don't you ever find yourself alone with someone you don't know and can't document. Because I'm telling you, I'm almost tempted as a lawyer to draft them up an affidavit of consensual whatever. And have the woman sign it and then run down to the bank and get it notarized before they head back to the apartment.
Well, you need to, because if we're going to use this as the standard of a mere allegation, uncorroborated, with just a person's statement of memory call from 30-plus years ago, wow, we're headed down a slippery slope.
Steve, I need to cut you short. We've got breaking news.
Take it easy. Have a good day.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has submitted his resignation to the president. And he will no longer be the Deputy Attorney General of the United States.
What if Trump doesn't accept his resignation?
That's possible. It's possible. He could say no, get back in there.
Yeah.
Game changer, though. This is a definite game changer.
Is it good or bad game changer?
We'll discuss it on the other side.
Okay.
But we got to get through some of this Kavanaugh stuff, too. Busy, busy news day. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein verbally resigned to Chief of Staff John Kelly in anticipation of being fired by President Trump, according to a source of direct knowledge. CNBC reporting that he is reportedly on the way out one way or the other. We'll get to the end of this, the bottom of this. Now, it was Friday after we got off the program. This was in my stack of stuff to talk about. It was Friday after we got off the program that the news broke in the New York Times that Rosenstein had allegedly floated the idea, humorously or otherwise, of wearing a wire to try to trap Trump. We'll be back. When does it stop? Where do you dare me to draw the line? You got the body, now you want my soul. Don't even think about it, say no go. Yeah.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers. Made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
I'm Dr. Sean Murphy.
ABC Tonight.
I have autism.
Last season's number one new drama returns.
I can help people with medicine.
His greatest challenge.
I have cancer. I've got a long journey ahead of me. I'm going with you.
Is his greatest strength.
I have a solution.
He sticks to his gut and he fights what he thinks is right.
The Good Doctor, following the Dancing with the Stars live premiere.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinancing your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Harry Connick Jr. is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can buy them.
You can hear me in harmony.
Tune in to the News Talk Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Harry Connick Jr. at the MPAC on December 13th.
Take it to the Mardi Gras.
Tickets to Harry Connick Jr. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, December 13th from News Talk 93.1.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The most important person in America just became a guy nobody in this audience has ever heard of. Actually, if you're a longtime listener, you have. I actually brought this guy's name up when this happened. This was earlier this year.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street.
Our number 272-9228. I'll get to that in just a second. There's a guy out there named Jesse Panuccio. Jesse Panuccio. He was born November 1, 1980. This guy's younger than I am by a year. He is now the most important person in America. Anybody brushed up on their Jesse Panuccio facts? Huh? Anybody know anything about Jesse Panuccio? Jesse Panuccio is a New Jersey resident, Duke University undergrad, Harvard Law School. He is the current Associate Attorney General of the United States. And with the Rod Rosenstein resignation, is now in charge of the Mueller investigation. Believe it or not, Jesse Michael Panuccio is now in charge of the Mueller investigation with Rod Rosenstein's resignation. He is the number 3 ranking official at the Department of Justice. He answers only to Rosenstein. Now that Rosenstein's not there, I guess he answers only to Sessions. But he is now essentially the most important person in America. Can you believe that? 37 years old.
What do we know about him?
Very little. Very, very little. He's a member of the Florida Bar, a fellow Florida Bar member, like your humble talk show host. He also served as a law clerk to Judge Michael McConnell, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. He practiced law with the Washington, D.C.-based law firm Cooper & Kirk. And in January 2017, he was named Acting Associate Attorney General of the United States.
Do we know if he's a lib? Can you tell?
No, he is not. He is solid as a rock. I know this from when we talked about it before. He was in the Rick Scott administration as the deputy general counsel back in 2011. Governor Scott appointed him to be general counsel to the governor. And in January 2013, Scott appointed Panuccio director of the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. He was just 32 years old, youngest agency head in the history of Florida. During his tenure, he wrote about, I don't know. Anyway, none of this matters. All I know is when we talked about this, when he became the number 3 guy at Justice, we talked about this on this program. And I brought up the fact that this guy would be in charge of the Mueller investigation if anything ever happened to Rosenstein. Well, today, do what?
It did.
Something did happen. I'm sorry, I keep killing you, crinkling over there, not your voice.